1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I came to you, I did not come with excellent speech or wisdom when I declared unto you the testimony of God. So he didn't use fancy words, he didn't try to dress it up. And as we read in chapter 1, he did not appeal at all to wisdom or smart speaking. He simply presented the fact that God so loves us that Christ died on the cross. He gave his son to die. For I determined that I would not know anything among you apart from Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. Now that might have been this trembling because he had malaria or some disease. So when he came and preached at Corinth, he was actually sick. And that's why in this same group of letters to Corinth, he says, when I am weak, then I am strong. This is the great paradox, that when we're weak, then we are strong. Because God makes us weak so that he can use us. And that's his style. And my speech and my preaching was not with clever words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So if you speak in a fancy way and clever arguments, so you think, and people say, yeah, that was cool, yeah, so therefore I believe, well, then their faith will be based in just clever science and arguments, and that comes and goes. Whereas the great rock of reality is that 2,000 years ago or whatever, Jesus really did die on the cross and really rose again. And if people are persuaded of that in its simple beauty, then their faith will remain. We speak not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained or he planned before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the leaders of this world crucified Jesus, so they weren't very wise at all. Although they were doctors of the law and all this sort of thing, they didn't have the true wisdom. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So then we do know the things that God has prepared, because God has given them to us, the understanding of them to us by his Spirit. But the natural eye and the natural ear has not understood these things. So natural wisdom is not the same as spiritual wisdom. For what man knows the things of a man apart from the spirit of the man that is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. And we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So your spirit is who you really are, right in your heart. And God's Spirit, who he is and how he really thinks, has been given to us. This is a wow sort of feeling that we get when you really grasp that how he thinks and his perspective and look at life and everything he has given to us. And we preach these things, Paul says, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but the words which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, unless because they are spiritually understood. So when we preach that Jesus died on the cross and really rose again, and that I therefore am giving my whole life for him, that is foolishness, absolute madness and idiocy in the eyes of the world. It's like, you know, you're going off to baptize somebody somewhere and you're on the plane and people say, where are you going? You're going away for your holidays. You say, oh, no, I'm going to see an old man and put him underwater. They think that's absolutely crazy and stupid. But that is how it is. And we have the choice between the way of this world and the way of God. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may teach him? But we have the mind of Christ. He just said that we are given the Spirit of God, that we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. And he says that we have the mind of Christ. So the Spirit is a way of thinking, a mind. You can get a new mind. And that's one reason I encourage people to get baptized. Now, of course, you've got to want to have that mind and to let the Spirit enter into you.